Hello, lovelies. I'm Valeria, and this is Have Murder, Will Travel. Boo! It's Halloween! Hope you're having a spooky day. Hope you're only getting good Halloween candy, like full-size candy bars and shit. No gross candy, like candy corn and black licorice. Unless you like those. Then I hope you get all of them. Hope you win every costume contest that you enter. Yeah, just hope you're scared, but not like for real scared, like fun haunted house scared. So yeah, boo, 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 it's Halloween. And I guess I'm done gushing and wishing you all the happy spookiness that is the day. I don't think I have anything else to discuss with you, so let's just dive right in, shall we? I promised you a haunting. And that's exactly what you're going to get. I always deliver, right? We are going to Romania. Now, I know what you're thinking. Romania. Oh, great. She's doing Transylvania. We're talking about vampires. When have I ever been that predictable? No. We are going to be talking about a haunted forest. Ooh, spooky. I just want to say before we get too into this too, there's a lot of haunted forests in the world. I was doing the research and I think I could seriously do a whole like spin-off sub-series just about haunted forest. I don't want to because they scare me, but I could. I don't understand why people still go into the woods at all. Why do you like the fresh air and the nature and the just go to a local park and then go home? Go to your back porch. Like, why do you need to go to the woods? That's how you die, guys. If you listen to the podcast Morbid, and you should, it's a good podcast, one of their catchphrases is fresh air is for dead people, and I have never heard a more accurate statement in my life. I don't want to walk through the woods. I don't want to go camping. Trees are just perfect places for murderers to hide or for them to hide dead bodies. Not interested. If you listen to the Ireland episode, you know they took their victims to the woods. So yeah. Just a big pile of nope for me. Also, did you ever see Deliverance? Stay out of the fucking woods, okay? So, on to the haunted forest. And after you hear about this one, you're gonna agree with me. Stay out of the fucking woods. So, we're going to Romania, like I said, and we are going to be talking about Hoia Bashu Forest. This forest is actually considered by many to be the most haunted forest in the world. Ooh. I know I keep doing that, like it's making it spooky or something. Ooh, you know what I should do? Hold on, I'm gonna turn the lights off. Okay, guys, I just turned the lights off, and now the only thing lit up is my computer screen so I can see my notes, but my closet's kind of spooky now. I almost want to turn the lights back on. But I won't. I'm gonna keep it real for you guys. So anyway, Hoia Bashu Forest. That's where we're going. This forest is huge. It covers over 600 acres. So, I mean, not the biggest forest in the world, but certainly nothing to sneeze at, okay? My dad has 6 acres, and that's like a lot. Now, obviously, I'm going to post pictures of the forest, because I always do for you guys. And you're going to see, these trees are scary looking. And I don't just mean like, oh, they're probably scary at night if you were lost. No, no. These trees look scary in the fucking daytime. They're all twisted and crooked. Like, these trees understood the fucking assignment, and they performed. They were like, what's that now? I'm a tree in a haunted forest? Better look scary as fuck. And then they grew as scary as fucking possible. And here's the really weird thing about these trees. Scientists have tried to figure out why they grow so twisted and weird looking. They have not been able to come up with an explanation for why the trees grow that way. Like, it's not sunlight, it's not the type of trees they are, it's not the soil. They don't fucking know. Like, the trees should just be growing tall and straight. And instead they were like, nah, bitch, watch us. Be scary. Ooh, we're twisted. That's how I think trees sound. Like I said, I think these trees just knew they were growing in a haunted forest. But how does science have no reason? Like, all the advancements in science, not one botanist or anybody out there can be like, oh yeah, it's because of the, I don't know, fluoride or something. Does fluoride affect trees? Whatever. Some kind of chemical. No, they can't come up with anything. Just like, yeah, I don't know. Haunted ass forest. Right off the bat, that's crazy, right? I mean, no explanation for why the trees are growing this way. The only explanation is obviously haunted ass forest. Dark fucking spirits. That's all we got, guys. So this forest looks the fucking scary part. And now we're going to talk about what's going on in the forest, aside from it just looking scary as shit. Like most good hauntings, the creepy origins of this forest can be traced way, way, way back. The land that is now Hoyabashu Forest used to be home to Romanian peasants. Now, I'm not a Romanian history professor, but I feel like peasants have never been treated well at any point in time in history, so I'm sure these ones weren't treated so nice either. And what do you know? A lot of historians think that peasants may have been murdered on these grounds, and that's why it's so haunted. When are we going to learn if you kill a whole population or just hundreds of people, that place is going to be haunted as fuck? I feel like people just wipe out, not so much now, but back in history, they would wipe out whole civilizations, then just build their new city and then go, that's weird, there's lots of ghosts here. Well, gee, I wonder why. One legend actually says that a whole colony of peasants disappeared. Just poof, gone. Like the Roanoke colony here in the States. And those peasants are the ones haunting the forest today. I don't know. People just disappearing really creeps me out even today. But like a whole colony? Ooh, I don't like that at all. Nope, nope, nope. That's right up there with just the forest in general. This is all going to the top of my nope list. We can't say for sure if they were murdered there or if they disappeared there, but what we do know is they lived there, and if people are living there, you know some of them were dying there, even if it was just natural causes. So no matter how the deaths occurred, death equals haunting, right? I mean, that's what happens. So people that go into the forest now, again, I'm not sure why you would willingly go into these woods, but you know, you do you, man. Just know you're never going to get me to walk anywhere that's considered the most haunted forest on Earth. No thanks. But people who go in there report hearing disembodied voices and sometimes giggling. Again, nope. Nope, nope, nope. That should be the theme of this episode. Just nope. Because that's all I'm thinking through all this. This is where we should input that SpongeBob meme where he's like, I'ma head out, cause that's what I wanna do. Disembodied voices? That shit creeps me out. I don't like that at all. And then you add giggling or laughter and, oh, nope, nope, I'm getting a chill. And remember, I'm sitting here in a dark ass closet, and so now I'm really creeping myself out. And I'm just thinking about suddenly hearing laughter and I don't like it. I don't like it at all. And you just know the giggling, since it's described as giggling, is probably high-pitched and childlike, because somehow disembodied laughing always is. It's always real sinister, real innocent and sweet and childlike. Just the thought of that is sending a chill down my spine. The guy cannot even imagine, okay, somebody convinces you to walk through a forest. Again, why? But you do. So you're out there, you're hearing trees, or not trees, they're not talking. Unless they are. You're hearing birds, hearing the wind through the trees, whatever. And then all of a sudden you're just hearing giggling or voices and there's no one else around you. Absolutely the fuck not. No, no, no. Now, in addition to being called the most haunted forest in the world, Hoyabashu is also referred to as the Bermuda Triangle of Romania because of all the strange disappearances that have occurred there. This is crazy to me, guys. It is estimated that more than 1,000 people have disappeared in the forest. 1,000. Like, even if it was like 10 or 20, I'd be like, whoa, that's a lot. But 1,000? Like, there are towns that have less people than that. What is this forest doing? Eating them? I don't know. So I'm going to tell you about a few of the more well-known disappearances in this forest. There was a shepherd who went into the forest with his flock of a couple hundred sheep. A couple reports said 500 sheep, but a couple said like 300. So anyway, it's hundreds of sheep. Like, it's not just like five sheep. Okay, he's not Mary Had a Little Lamb. He's a real ass shepherd. So he goes into the forest with all his sheep, never seen again. Not just him, but none of the sheep were ever seen again either. A person and hundreds of sheep just gone. Locals went in to search for them. No trace of them was ever found. No trace. It'd be one thing if they found some remains or a trail, but they found nothing. Like, it's weird enough when a person disappears without a trace. I'll never understand that. But how did all those sheep disappear? Hundreds of sheep just gone? What is going on in that forest? Another well-known disappearance is when someone went missing. I'm not sure if it was a guy or a girl. I saw both, so I'm not positive. It's not really important to the story. This person, male, female, we're not sure, went missing. They were found a long time later. They had no memory of what had happened, and they looked exactly the same as when they went in. Now, my first thought, and apparently a lot of others too, was maybe it's not the same person. They just look similar and people are confused. Well, there's one thing. When this person went missing, they had an old 15th century coin in their pocket. Not sure why they were just carrying that around. I want some more info on that, but not relevant. But they have this weird old coin in their pocket, go into the forest, and when this person later was found that looked exactly the same, had no memory of it all, they had the coin in their pocket. So it's definitely the same person. Like, no. Just no. I don't want to go missing in a forest and not be found. No, thank you. Now, this last disappearance I'm going to tell you about, this one's the craziest to me. I don't like it at all. So, a 5-year-old went missing in the forest. A baby, a literal 5-year-old, missing. So they searched the whole forest, no sign of her. I can't even imagine those poor parents, just anybody. A 5-year-old, they don't wander off too far on their own. What the fuck? 5 years later, the girl emerged from the forest. 5 years later. Now, this is where it gets interesting, okay? It's not like she somehow became a survivalist for 5 years. No, no. 5 years had passed, so she should be 10, right? She came out looking exactly the same. She had not aged. She had the same clothes, no wear and tear on them, looked 100% the same. 5 years had passed. And of course, like the other people, she had no memory of the last 5 years. What the actual fuck? Gone for 5 years and you have no memory of it? You look this? No. Nope. Nope. There's that word again. Just nope. Nope. Not at all. I'm sorry, but if my 5-year-old returned after 5 years, still looking 5, I might be like, nope, nope, just throw the whole kid away. Like, I'm sorry. I don't know what that 5-year-old is, but it's not mine. Mm-mm. I'd be so scared they were like possessed or something. Isn't there a movie where like a little kid is possessed by the devil or something? Mm-mm. I don't know if I could ever trust my 5-year-old again that was supposed to be 10. How do you explain that to people? It's like, oh yeah, this is my daughter, Kimmy. She was born 10 years ago, but she's only 5. What? Oh yeah, you heard me right. Huh? No. Also, anytime somebody comes back with no memory, like any sort of memory loss, even if it's just a few hours or a day, but 5 years, that's crazy. Any sort of memory loss creeps me out because anything could have happened to you and you would have no idea. A lot of times it's like a head injury and they just forget the hours before and everyone knows nothing happened other than whatever led to the head injury. But it's still scary to think about, like, how our brain can just go, nah, don't like that part. Just throw it out. The human brain is weird, kind of scary. So anyway, all these weird disappearances are happening. So we gotta figure out what's going on, right? There's obviously a couple of explanations. Now, the lamest explanation is that these disappearances are just folklore, and we're ignoring that explanation because that's no fun, and we're here to talk about hauntings and a scary forest. So, fuck that. They're not folklore, okay? They happened. We're going to talk about the fun explanations, right? Now, the first one is aliens. I know what you're thinking. Aliens, really? But hold up, guys, hear me out. This theory started picking up steam in the 60s when a guy took a famous picture that I will post on the Instagram. The picture shows this strange orb floating. Ugh. I started to say flying and then I started to say floating and it came out floating. So the picture shows a strange orb floating above the ground. And this picture made headlines because everyone's like, what the fuck is that? I mean, it's the 60s, so it's a black and white photo, but still, it's kind of weird. And this picture, I want to say went viral. It didn't go viral because that wasn't a thing, but like 60s viral. So everyone started seeing it, I guess it was in the newspaper and stuff. So now other people start going to the forest to look for orbs and shit. And now UFO sightings have been commonplace in the forest. I'm going to post a few. There's a couple other pictures as well where UFOs have been spotted. And locals who live near the forest are also like, oh yeah, I see strange lights all the time coming from the forest. I think you should move and not live near that forest. That's what I think. But if we think about it, alien abduction does make sense. I mean, that little girl disappeared and came back years later, but exactly the same. I mean, I've never been abducted by aliens myself, but maybe time moves differently in alien land. Oh, I don't fucking know. And maybe people come back with no memory because the aliens wiped their memory. I mean, come on, guys. It makes sense. It sounds good to me. I'm going to say it right now. I believe in aliens. I'm not sure if I believe in alien abductions, but I don't not believe in them. So I'm on board. I think it's possible. I mean, why not? Now, there is another theory that we're going to talk about. This theory is kind of fun, too. This theory is that the forest is actually a portal to another realm or another dimension. Now, this theory makes a lot of sense, too, if you think about it. All the disappearances. I feel like if aliens were doing it, I mean, they'd be busy as shit, right? Thousands of people. I don't know if it's hard to get from their planet to here, but I just feel like gas or whatever the hell powers their spaceship would be astronomical. But if people are being transported to another dimension by the forest, would explain why so many of them have vanished. Also, I have this theory that maybe some of those disembodied voices that I never want to hear in my fucking life, maybe those voices are like people trapped in the other dimension calling out. You know, like sometimes in movies when someone is trapped in another realm and they can see our world, but they can't communicate. Maybe it's like that, which honestly, that creeps me the fuck out. Like people watching you. Ooh. Maybe that's why I don't like disembodied voices, because I'm wondering if they're attached to someone or something watching me, and I kind of don't want to know. Now, another strong bit of evidence supporting this theory is this strange clearing in the forest. So I'll give it to you. Most of this stuff before this was kind of hearsay, folklore, maybe take it with a grain of salt. But this next bit is verifiable. There are photos. I'm going to post them. In the middle of Hoyabashu Forest is a clearing where nothing grows. The clearing is an almost perfect circle. Like I said, I'm going to post a few pictures. It's scary as fuck. If I ever come across a weird, perfectly round clearing in the woods, I'm going to nope the fuck out so fast. Like, bye, I actually have anywhere else to be and anything else to do. And I mean, I made it pretty clear I don't enjoy hanging out in the woods, but I have been in the woods. How I know I don't like them. And I know that yes, there are clearings in forest, but there are rarely clearings that are almost perfectly round. That is some demon or alien shit. It's like crop circles, but spookier because it's the middle of a fucking forest. Also, this circle and the surrounding area is where most of the strange occurrences are reported. Most of the voices are reported in this area. People have taken pictures of the clearing and there was nothing there. But later when they looked at the photos, there are strange ghostly figures. Nope. Little Have Murder Will Travel tip. If you ever accidentally take a demon's picture, just burn the whole camera. Might have to poke your own eyes out too. I don't know. I don't make the rules. But yeah, get rid of that shit. I once went on a prison ghost tour and I didn't take my camera because I was scared that I would get a ghost on camera. And that's how they follow you forever. No fucking thank you. So obviously, ghost hunters and paranormal experts flock to this forest because they're nuts and want to die. And they all report strong paranormal energies, and most of them are from that fucking clearing. In one instance, there was a woman from a ghost show, and she was grabbed and shoved by an unseen entity. Like, she was standing in the clearing, and something grabbed her and, like, kind of threw her around. Now, I'm willing to bet it was not Harry Potter under his invisibility cloak, okay? That's some demon shit right there. There's demons in these parts. So, is it aliens or another spooky dimension? I have a little theory, guys. What if it's both? Like those old commercials about the taco shells, and then the girl's like, what about both? That may have just been an American commercial, but that's what I'm talking about. What if there are aliens and demons? Oh, what if they're alien demons or demon aliens? Okay, let's all make a pact to all the listeners. None of you are ever allowed to go to this spooky ass forest. That's it. First, Have Murder Will Travel pact right now. Nobody go to the spooky forest. We don't want demons. We don't want aliens. We don't want a combination. Cross your heart. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Some of you are scientists and you're thinking there's an explanation for this circle in the forest. Hey, I thought the same thing, but there's not. Nope. It's just like how we couldn't explain why the trees look the way they look. Science cannot explain why nothing grows there. The soil has been tested, and according to all the scientists, trees and vegetation and shit should be all up in that clearing. But it's not. Now, call me crazy, but to me, really makes it seem like this clearing might be otherworldly. Alien, perhaps? Demons, perhaps? Who knows? But it sure doesn't seem natural, whatever it is. I know that much. Now, even though all the crazy demonic alien shit is going on, some people like to still go up into this forest for funsies, but we made a pact and none of us are doing that, right? Some crazy people out there claim that this is a nice forest for a bike ride. I like bike rides, but fuck that. There's no way this is a good bike ride. And for any of you who aren't convinced, how could you not be? But if you're not, I have a few more scary things to tell you about this forest. People who enter the forest for their fun time bicycle rides or whatever dumb reasons they have for going in there often come out with unexplained bruises and scratches. Now, I'm anemic and I bruise like a little peach, so unexplained bruises aren't super weird to me, and the unexplained scratches could be this them brushing up against the demonic trees, but come on, there's no way all these people are just getting scratched and bruised by trees. I think they're getting scratched by demons. I said it. Also, people that enter the forest report feeling watched by the demons and the aliens. People also report strong feelings of uneasiness and anxiety when they enter the forest. Definitely don't like that. I have my own anxiety. I don't need a forest to give me some. Thanks, I'll pass. Seriously though, places have energy. I really believe that. So if a place is making you feel yucky, get the fuck away from that place. So see, this is not the place to take a fun little ambling bike ride through the trees. Not unless you like demonic alien possession with your bike rides, which you shouldn't. One last thing about this creepy forest before we go. So I told you that scientists have studied this forest extensively. They have found a higher than normal level of radioactivity in the soil. This radioactivity is due to naturally occurring uranium, but they say it shouldn't affect the growth or the vegetation. Now, scientists say this is naturally occurring uranium, but I say maybe the uranium is from Satan's butthole energy wafting up from hell or the portal in the clearing or whatever. I mean, true scientists look at every possibility, guys. And Satan's butthole is actually where we're going to stop our trip through the woods. I know this episode didn't really have any murders, but it's Halloween, so we had to get spooky. Next week, we'll be back into some gruesome murder. I hope you enjoyed our trek through the forest. I hope I convinced you all to stay away from that forest. We made a pact. Can't go in. And maybe you shouldn't go into any forest. That's how I feel. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. You can follow the podcast on Instagram at HaveMurderWillTravel. I will post pictures of this scary forest, so go check them out. You can find the podcast on Facebook at HaveMurderWillTravelPodcast. You can always send me a nice email at HaveMurderWillTravel@gmail.com. Tune in next week to see where we travel next. Until then, don't forget to explore the world and stay alive. Bye.